This isn't your everyday Beauty and the Beast story. Our love story was tragic. Until it wasn't. Once upon a time, I fell in love with a beast. I fell fast. I fell hard. I loved him intensely, and I trusted him completely. Until he ripped my heart to shreds. Love isn't a fairy tale. It's messy. It's dirty. It's painful, and it's ugly. Until it's not. Prologue. Hayden. I run blindly from the barn. My mind is swirling in so many directions, I don't know what I'm doing. All I know is that I need to get away from Michael. The hateful and cruel things he said left me feeling like I'm bleeding and raw, only the wound is on the inside. A wound that goes all the way into my soul. My spirit. I don't know how to process all of the things Michael just threw at me. I don't know how I feel about them. I run into the house, taking the time to lock the door, and then I go straight to my room. I find my suitcase and open it on the bed, throwing things into it without a rhyme or reason. I have to get away. I can't stay here. I won't count on his protection against Blade. I can't stay near Michael. I'm on my own. My hand trembles as I go to hold my stomach. Maggie and I are on our own. I go to the drawer in my dresser that I've been putting away special items for Maggie and carefully pack those too. It's not much, but it's something. On my way out of the house, I stop by her nursery. My heart hurts as I look at it. The furniture, the lamp, the bedding, it's all perfect. Made to make a child happy, made to make a child feel loved and like she has a home. I look at the glider, and I hate that more tears fall. Tears that had just begun to stop now run down my face unchecked again. I hate Michael for tearing apart my dreams. I hate him. I pull myself away from the room and force myself to leave. I know I only have two options at this point. If it was just me, I'd take off driving and try to start over. It's not smart, but my trust in others is gone completely at this point. I don't trust Michael not to come and find me when he sobers up. I don't trust Blade not to find me either. I have to be smart. Maggie is depending on me. I'm all she has. She's all I have. I reach in my pocket and pull out the cell phone that Michael bought me. It has two numbers programmed into it. I choose the one I want, ignoring the sick feeling when I see Michael's name. I definitely won't need that number again.
Hello?
The voice answers. I clear my throat as nerves assault me. Mr. Torresani? It's Hayden. Hayden Graham.
Hayden, are you okay? Where is Mr. Jameson?
I'm okay. I can't explain right now, but I know you offered to take me back to your home for safety. If the offer is still open, I was wondering if I could come out there. If that's okay, I mean, I need to get away, and I need my daughter to be safe.
What about your friend, Mr. Jameson?
He's part of the reason I need to get away. Listen, maybe this was a bad idea. Just forget I called. I'll be okay.
I'll have Clive there in a couple of minutes.
A couple of minutes, I squeak.
I've had him and some others watching you. I may have had to go home, but I didn't leave you unprotected,
he says, and shock runs through me at the revelation. I listen as he describes Clive to me, so I won't be worried when he shows up. I hang up the phone, stunned. I walk to the door, and just like Victor said, there's a knock at the door within just a few minutes. I fight down even more nerves. No more panic attacks. I'll get therapy. I'll do whatever I need to do, but I will not allow myself to be weak again. This is the last time I depend on anyone for help. I will be strong for Maggie. I put my phone on the kitchen table. I won't be needing that ever again. I'm leaving it behind. Just like I'm leaving Michael behind.